Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Our best and worst of the weekend. More of your phone calls. Will Ferrell will stop by a little bit later on. The headlines, Don Shula, the great patriarch of the Miami Dolphins, has passed away at the age of 90. Andy Dalton signs with the Dallas Cowboys. The NFL is going to have their schedule released on time coming up next weekend, and the NBA looking at a delayed start to next season. I think if you're able to get the playoffs, you're going to have a few regular season games. This is if it happens. You're going to have a few regular season games, and then you go into the postseason. May not be the best of seven, maybe a best of three to start, maybe a best of five, then a best of seven. But from what I was told over the weekend, probably then you would start the season next year around Christmas time. Now, these are just things that are being thrown out. These are people who are involved in conversations here, and it feels like everything is on the table. But those are just some of the headlines here. I was telling Paulie, I'm paying somebody to redo a 1973 RS Porsche, and I had settled on this color, stone gray. And all of a sudden, over the weekend, I changed it.
See, I really liked your stone gray idea when you told me about it a couple months ago, because you see Porsches, and there's a lot of red and black, and and you don't. That's an original color. It's cool.
It is. It looks beautiful, and we only started to paint a little bit of the car, like inside where the engine is. We pulled the engine and painted just a little bit, and I said to the guy who's doing all the work, I said, you know what? I want to change the color. And he said, what do you want to go with? And I said, Viper Green.
What is Viper Green?
Well, if you Google Viper Green. Now, the thing that I don't like about it is that it's a notice-me color. It's like the guy who has the red Ferrari. Like, this is Viper Green, and this is, here it comes. Yeah, Paulie.
Viper Green, to put it in perspective for people listening, would be like the color of a popsicle. Like, you took it out of the can. It's bright green. Yeah. It's not forest green. It's not.
No.
It's closer to like a limey green.
Yeah, it's Viper Green. So I'm redoing a 1973 RS. Oh, Paulie gave the thumbs down to Viper Green.
I hate to tell you this, Dan. I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay. It's pretty stunning on a Porsche. But did you guys Google Viper Green? Seaton, you're giggling.
Well, not to rain on anyone's parade here, but so far I think you're 0-for-2 on the
Okay.
colors.
All right. All right. Yes, Paulie?
I did find a picture of one, and I see a done one, and it has a kind of 70s cool Brad Pitt would be driving it in that movie with Tarantino.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, he might be driving that movie.
All right.
maybe. So I'm
Okay. McLovin?
It'd be cool. Are you going to add a big like decal logo of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on the side too?
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired. Got it.
No, it's super cool. I think, is this like a Gone in 60 Seconds, Fast and Furious inspiration?
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of those.
Well, I do love both of those movies. I love the Fast and Furious franchise, and I love Gone in 60 Seconds. Oh, Mr. Car Guy Todd.
I'm all in on the Viper. You may change your mind now because of that. I'm in.
Oh, I don't care about the front row. No, they can have their
opinion. There's already a certain amount of attention attached to look at me, I have a Porsche. So you might as well go all in and go with a wacky color to get even more attention on it.
I don't know if it's wacky.
Wacky's a tough word.
I don't know if it's wacky.
Wacky in a good way.
Wacky.
Wacky in a good way.
Wacky like wild, throw caution to the wind. Just
horrendous in a good way.
Putrid, but in a good way.
Wacky and putrid and horrendous are not synonyms.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
Have you committed to this car?
I haven't. We haven't bought the paint yet.
God, that gray sounded so nice.
It's stone gray. Mm-hmm. I know. And it's not a midlife crisis. I already went through that.
And this paint isn't cheap. You know, like this paint cult. Not. You know,
it's Viper green, baby. Mm-hmm. Come get some. And got houndstooth interior, black and white with the insert of the seats and.
You mean like Alabama, like Bear Bryant?
But black and white.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the Porsche decal on the side is black. Yeah, it's Viper green. In fact, if you're watching on YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show, inside the Bengals helmet. Now, see that color, the next color, Paulie, that's Viper green inside Andy Dalton's helmet right there. If you're not watching, then you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Okay. So there you have it.
We'll keep people updated.
Viper.
Right?
Well, I told people I would that it's Viper green. It's a 73 RS. For gearheads out there, they're going to understand it. They'll appreciate it. And they'll say, all right, that's badass, man. Badass. All right, let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to start with Todd. The wacky Todd Fritz. Hey, Todd.
My best of the weekend, I'm going off the sports board. I went on a nice 5-mile walk with my daughter, Lindsay, and she kept me moving at a good pace. So God bless her, trying to, you know, get me to get into some kind of shape. She was going really fast, so I had to step up my walking game. So I got in a nice 5 miles over the weekend. Worst, former A's pitcher, Matt Keogh, passing away at the age of 64. That was sad. I remember watching him pitch and having his baseball card.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Took a pandemic for Todd to try to get in shape. McLovin.
Okay, I finally watched the movie Contagion, which we've talked about before.
Dude.
And man, they really nailed everything. All the terms that we use now were in that movie. Worst is it was so depressing. I like couldn't sleep afterwards.
I started watching Better Call Saul. I finally said, all right, I got to dive in here. There's enough time in between Breaking Bad and, you know, Better Call Saul, that there's some separation there that I'm not going to compare the two. And it's really well done. Yeah. Bob Odenkirk does a wonderful job. And I was told second season of Better Call Saul, you know, it gets better as you go along. And they're right. Better Call Saul has been great. Seton O'Connor Jr. III, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend was watching everybody during The Last Dance try and pronounce Tony Kukoc's name.
How many different pronunciations did they have of Tony Kukoc?
It's like everybody who they brought on there had a different one. The Kukoc, the Kukoc, like whatever. Like they couldn't figure out his name. It was so funny.
Even when he was drafted,
just getting crushed.
Even when he was drafted, I don't think they pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah, yeah. My worst of the weekend is still staying with The Last Dance, but man, they didn't do Horace Grant any favors, huh?
Don't you get the feeling Horace Grant was jettisoned because he might have been the leak for Sam Smith's The Jordan Rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, no, it wasn't me. A lot of people probably said something.
All I know is somebody was a great source for that book for Sam Smith, and I was surprised Jordan allowed Sam Smith, who legendary basketball writer in Chicago, legendary, and that he allowed Sam Smith to be in the documentary. Like Peter Vesey, who covered the NBA and really had one of those quintessential columns, like, you know, he created this form And he did it in such a caustic way. Like, he was sardonic, he was sarcastic, and he did this, you know, great column. And then he started doing NBC, you know, covering the NBA Finals. He did interviews. But Vesey was not part of the Jordan documentary. And I don't know if that's because he and Mike didn't get along, but I'm sure that Peter Vesey would have had some stories to tell. Maybe that's why they didn't have him. Yeah. Hey, I was disappointed I wasn't asked to be in it. You know, to be transparent. Yeah, I was. I was really disappointed. And I didn't go, well, let me see who else is being interviewed. I'm sure that, you know, Jason Hare, who's done a great job as the director, you know, they're getting all of these people. You know, and there's over 100 people. I mean, I haven't had any conversation, any friction with Michael Jordan. Never had it. You know, we had what I thought was a great relationship, professional relationship. And plus, nobody did more Jordan highlights than I did. In the 90s, nobody did them all. And I would have thought that just some of the stories behind the scenes, you know, during those NBA finals, you know, that maybe they would have made air. But yeah, I was disappointed that I didn't get that opportunity, because I specifically said to management, I want to be the person interviewing Michael Jordan every year. And I looked at it that way. I was seeing something that was historical. And I wanted to be part of it. I knew the magic that I was seeing, and it was going to continue. And then even when Mike went to play baseball, I stayed on still doing the Houston Rockets and loved every bit of that. That Rockets organization, Hakeem Olajuwon's one of my favorite players of all time. You know, they had really good people. That city loved the Rockets. That was a lot of fun there, back-to-back. And then Michael came back. I was there when Michael retired. Did an interview with SportsCenter with him. So I was around it a lot, but I was disappointed I didn't get that opportunity. Yeah, Paul.
Did you notice, I think you interviewed Jordan after every finals, correct?
Yeah.
Did you notice, and it may be hindsight, but did you notice changes in him, good, bad, whatever, as it went along, or was he a consistent figure?
I think he looked forward, according to the Bulls, he looked forward to it because it wasn't going to be just X's and O's. It was a chance for him to smile and have some fun with this. Because I challenged him in a different way. And, you know, what you're trying to do is just get him to tell stories. Or give you. I wanted him to give you something he wasn't going to give guys in the press conferences. Because that's a very sterile environment. When you get somebody one-on-one, that's when you hope that you can get something out of it. And that was always my goal with him. But I always felt when he came in, even after, you know, it was all over in Utah, you know, there was some finality to him. That this was it. He was walking out the door in our SportsCenter set, and that was it. I was not going to see him in this environment after winning a championship again. Phil, I thought that I would see him again, and of course I ended up, obviously, with the Lakers. But Michael, I thought Mike was going to walk out the door, and that'd be it. I'd never be in that position, that situation again. Yeah, Paulie.
I heard Michael Wilbon talking the other day on ESPN, and he said, even though he heard Jerry Krause say, we're not bringing him back, and this Michael Jordan say, if Phil's not there, I'm not coming back, Wilbon said he must have been in denial because it made no sense for them to stop. Like, it made no sense for this team that was rolling over people to quit a year early for money reasons. You're making so much more than you're spending. I'm sure the Bulls, you know, marketing machine and revenue was just out of hand.
But what were you going to have to pay Pippen?
Who cares? I know you got to pay him for 7 years.
I know. But that, you know, Pippen ended up going and playing in Portland and Houston and made most of his money. I don't think he was ever in an all-star game. I don't think he was ever an all-star. But you were going to have to spend some money there. And you're already paying Mike 30-something million, and you're going to have to do that again. I just think that they were trying to be fiscally responsible, not being emotional. Because in the moment, you're going... And I remember when, after Michael came in and I sat down and interviewed him, Phil Jackson then was waiting and I interviewed him. And when he left, I realized it was done. And I wanted it to continue. I mean, I'm all for seeing a dynasty because of how hard it is to continue. And I thought, God, that's it. And I went out into the arena after it was all said and done. There, you know, there was nobody there. There was a bunch of debris, and, you know, there's a couple people cleaning up. And I just took it all in. and I just stared at the hoop that Michael made the shot at. I just stared at it. It was like a moment I just... Phil would have been proud of me because it was a moment of zen. I just wanted to take it in because I thought, I'll never see this again. Somebody will do something that's different, but not like this. And I never, ever looked at this and said, this has become routine. Never. There was always something. Always. Every year, every series, every championship. It was just different. It was unique. But the, you know, the common thread was Michael Jordan. But yeah, I walked out on the floor and I just took it in. And then you wonder, you know, Mike, if he doesn't make the shot. Like, I always wondered about if he didn't. He always did. But, you know, if he's 5-1, if Utah wins a title, like if Paxson doesn't hit the shot, then Phoenix has a game 7. Like, there are just so many moments there where you go, what if? You know, I thought that the Indiana Pacers were going to knock off the Bulls that year. I thought the Pacers were a really good team and probably should have beaten them. But every time you thought, if Mike doesn't make the steal on Karl Malone, if he doesn't make that shot, what do we think of Michael Jordan now? If he's 4-2, he's not the best player of all time. He's not. 6-0, best player of all time. And I know people try to put in Bill Russell. Bill Russell is the best team winner of all time. And he's the most successful, but that doesn't make him the best player. He's the most successful player of all time. And I know that, you know, it gets to semantics. It's like Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback to play the position. All right. Bill Russell is the greatest team winner we've ever seen. Okay. That doesn't make him, you know, Yogi Berra is one of the great team winners of all time in baseball history. Doesn't mean he's one of the great players of all time. His name is never mentioned as one of the great players of all time. Fabulous career, great stats. You know, we deal with semantics a lot. You know, this guy is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. You know, John Elway was, you know, 2-3 in Super Bowls, so he won 2 of 5. All right. Does that mean that Tom Brady's better than him? More successful? I don't think he's better. I think he's more successful. Joe Montana, perfect. 4-0. I think Dan Marino's a better quarterback than Joe Montana. Joe's more successful. Yeah, Paul.
Imagine if Dan Marino was 2-0 in the Super Bowl and John Elway didn't have any. Dan Marino would be so elevated because people still, with no Super Bowl titles, still people say Marino is, if not the best passer of all time, top 3 or 4 at worst.
Yeah.
They can't say career, best career.
Caleb in Portland joins us. Hey, Caleb, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan, 5'10", stop counting. Just want to call in with the best, worst of the weekend. I'll start with the worst. For the first half of the weekend, the wife is still on pelvic rest, doctor's order. Good news, second half of the weekend, she was no longer on pelvic rest, so we had our own last dance going on. And then we also had our baby shower via Zoom, and I was rocking my Tampa Bay shirt.
Oh, that's great, Caleb. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Seth in New Orleans, then we'll take a break. Will Ferrell set to join us coming up. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Dan. 5'9", pre-quarantine, 146, now 171 and counting. I wanted to ask you guys, I know you couldn't have the exact same situation, but I moved in with my girlfriend Jessica like a week before quarantine, and then boom, quarantine happens, and so far it's going really well. I'm just terrified that there's another shoe to drop. Do you have any advice for me to keep this smooth sailing?
Wait, how long had you been dating her before she moved in?
Well, we were dating for about a year, but we had only moved in together a week before.
Oh boy, I hate giving out advice. But you know, as I said to one of my daughters, who she had been dating her boyfriend for a month, and then she went to L.A. for a wedding. And then she got out there, and I said, you can't come back to New York, where she lives. So they're at his parents for 6 weeks. She's been at his parents longer than she dated him before going out there.
It's like a common law marriage.
Yes. And so I FaceTime her all the time, and I've met, you know, his parents, you know, via, you know, FaceTime. So it's kind of crazy there. And I said, it's either going to be really good, Seth, or really bad. But you're going to know it when this is all done. If, when I talk to you in June, you know what? Call me in mid-June, Seth, and let me know how you're doing, okay?
You got it. But you're sure nobody there has had to deal with a relationship in a, you know, like quarantine at all?
No, we weren't alive during the Spanish flu here, Seth.
Man, come on, man. I need something here.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
I don't know if my great-grandparents hooked up during a pandemic in 09, but I'll check.
Yeah, hey, you got any, you know, quarantine advice for me? No.
Nobody does.
No. Hell, I'm trying to figure this out just like you are. All righty. Speaking of which, Will Ferrell will join us coming up next. It's 21 after the hour. This is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP show. You think Will Ferrell would be technically savvy, or maybe you wouldn't think he would be technically savvy. I got all walks of life who somehow can set up a Zoom chat, but not Will Ferrell, actor, comedian, former Saturday Night Live cast member, all around good guy. You can see us, but we can't see you. That's creepy, Will.
Yep. That's the way I do all my Zooms. Oh no, my computer's working just fine.
Why can't I see you?
I don't know. As I mentioned before, in an email that my Zoom ratio is 50-50. So a lot of times this happens. I don't know why.
Do you have kids? Can't the boys come in and figure this out?
They're still sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what about your wife?
She's still sleeping. Everyone's still sleeping.
Are you nude?
No. I have a nice shirt on. Actually put gel in my hair. I was ready to go.
Oh,
and now it's just an auditory experience. Wait, so Dan, is this a simulcast technically?
Yeah. It has been since you've known us.
Yeah. But this is even more of a simulcast.
Yeah, than ever before. It would be helpful if we could see you. Like we could get a glimpse into your life, and then maybe you could give us a little tour of your man cave or wherever you are.
Right.
Like that'd be beneficial for my fans.
I know. It would have been great.
Yeah.
But here we are. I know it's Fritz. Fritzy has his Emmys prominently displayed behind him.
Yeah.
Have to spend a lot of money for those.
Yeah.
Do you have any Emmys?
I finally got an Emmy. I have one Emmy.
That's for, am I supposed to guess? As a producer on Succession?
Yes, if you could please guess. Thank you.
Is it Succession?
No. As a producer on the live sitcom we did, All in the Family, and the Jeffersons with Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, and you got an Emmy for that?
How nice is that?
What other awards do you have for acting in there? I mean, you don't have the big one yet.
The Tony?
Yeah. But no, that's coming. That is coming.
I don't have any awards for acting. I've got a couple amazing. I think I have three Guys' Choice Awards when that used to exist. I've got some ESPYs. Once again, not for acting. The most prestigious award I have is the Mark Twain Award for American Comedy.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, right?
How nervous were you that night? That's in D.C., and that's right. Where your constituents, your fellow comedians, come forward and say nice things about you.
Say nice things. You sit up in a like a royal box situation.
Yeah,
and then you have to come down and make a speech yourself with your family watching and in front of 1,000 people. So it's a pretty heady thing, but it was one of the highlights.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I saw Dave Chappelle when he got that, and it looked like it was pretty big night for everybody.
I was a little disappointed because I was under the impression when I got mine that they weren't going to give any more out. That they were like, we're good.
Yeah,
you know, we've
exhausted the humor.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo, we're done. What are your plans today? Like when you get done with this, what will you do?
I'm going to get the IT guy out. That's for sure. Then I'll have to do a deep cleaning. Let's see. I might go exercise. I'll probably have to go walk the dogs.
I saw where you were, like the paparazzi just waits for you to come out of your house, don't they?
There is one area where they hang out, yeah, up on Mulholland.
And then they just wait for you.
They wait for people, yes. Not necessarily me, but other famous people, yes.
Well, like what other famous people?
I don't know. My wife and I ran into Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
One day.
Okay.
And then that's been it. So.
Well, what do you talk about? Do you know each other?
Well, they were on bicycles and they stopped and they said, oh, hey, it's you guys. And we said, oh, hey, it's you guys. And then they asked us about our sheepdog Cosmo that we were walking. And where did we get a dog like that? And we explained, and they then said, well, we might email you guys because maybe we'll get a sheepdog. And that's the level of conversation that's happening in the Hollywood Hills.
Is it assumed that famous people know famous people? Like everybody knows everybody?
Yeah, it's assumed. And it's also, but there's also a strange, I wouldn't call it an immediate intimacy between famous people, but it, when famous people see famous people, they're like, hey, how are you? Yeah, I like you. Yeah, you too. How you been? Good. Where I think other prominent people in other lines of work wouldn't stop, you know, the CEO of Boeing wouldn't stop the, you know, head of GM and go, hey, man, I saw you on the cover of Corporate Weekly. You lost some weight. I like what you do over there. So it's, I don't know. It's a strange, you feel like you should say hello. And if you don't, it's rude and, you know, things like that.
He's Will Ferrell, actor, comedian, former Saturday Night Live cast member, and not an IT guy, joining us on the program. What are you watching? Anything good?
Well, I've been watching, along with, it sounds like, the rest of America, Last Dance.
What do you think?
Well, I'm not the most objective audience, only because I'll enjoy anything like that just as a sports fan, just to see the, you know, the history and to remind yourself, oh right, that happened. And but I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
But you're a Laker fan.
Yeah.
Do you acknowledge, though, the greatness of Jordan and the Bulls?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever go out and I'm trying to think back. What were you doing in the 90s?
Well, I was just trying to remember if I actually got to see Jordan play.
Yeah.
In an actual game. I saw him play twice in the strangest of circumstances. I saw him as a sophomore. When he was a sophomore at Carolina, play because I was a camper at the Dean Smith basketball camp in University of North Carolina. The only kid from California, probably one of the few kids from out of state, and they did a pickup scrimmage between some alumni and the current team and Michael Jordan. We watched Michael Jordan play.
Wait, how did you end up at Dean Smith's basketball camp coming from California?
I was just a weird kid, Dan.
Were your parents trying to
get
not? Okay.
No. Yeah, they were trying to get me away from... all my family's from North Carolina. So my dad went to Chapel Hill, and we thought it would be
it'd
be fun to go to basketball camp. Even though, like I said, I was the only kid from California, and most of the campers go with their own team. So every kid had like four or five buddies except for me. So I'd lie in my dorm room going, only four more nights. Only four more nights. You can do it.
Did you ever meet Jordan?
I met him. You know what? I met him while we were shooting. I think we were shooting Bewitched at Culver Studios, and they said Jordan's next door shooting a Hanes underwear commercial. So he wasn't in his underwear, but met him. That's the one time I met him.
You would have been great in a Hanes underwear
commercial. I know,
right?
Thank you.
Like put you in some medium underwear and let you.
Yep.
I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse.
I'm not.
You're going to move some product.
I'm a little bit past the medium. I probably have to go XL.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah. I'm. If Haynes is listening, I'm ready.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
How did you end up in the Seattle Seahawks video chat?
Oh, that was all Pete. That was Pete Carroll who had texted me. We were texting a little bit during the draft because he had said that I was a I was a draft clue. Zoolander was a draft clue. And did I have any other ideas to send him?
Wait, what do you mean draft clue?
I don't know. He didn't ever explain it. So I go, well, what does it have to – I can send you clues. I assumed he meant, self-referential clues. things from movies I'd done, et cetera. And I said, what do the clues have to correlate to anything? He's like, no, doesn't matter. So I don't know if they just post things to try to throw their fans off as to who they might be drafting.
And then he said, hey, I'm going to do this video chat with.
Yeah. Then the next day he was like, you want to crash our thing.
And you were Greg Olsen.
I was Greg Olsen, the incoming tight end.
And he let himself go. Like
former Carolina Panther.
Yeah, he did not look in game shape.
I don't think he thinks there's going to be a season, so he's let himself go. Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a comedy made off of this, you know, quarantine?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I don't know. I don't know if you're anything that's set in contemporary times. Does it beg to have to address what's going on, or are people going to want to watch things where we're not reminded of this? I'm not quite sure. It's a really good question.
Got a little serious there on me, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
What are you doing? Don't do that. Well, I was wondering if you have a relationship that starts because of quarantine, and then you're stuck together. You know, the first date.
Well, there's definitely going to be a romantic comedy in which people. I think I really love her. Oh, she's super special. Guess what? I can't see her for 6 months.
But you've never been in a rom-com with Kate Hudson like every other actor, male actor has, right? You're due for a Kate Hudson rom-com.
I am due for a classic Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey rom-com. Yes.
You'll be the wacky neighbor there.
No, I'm going to be a tough, sweet-talking corporate lawyer. Hmm. You don't like that? Yeah.
Well, I wish I could have seen you. It would have been really, really good for me in my career.
Guys, you look great. I loved watching all the Danettes watch me, but you're not, you just have to look into the camera. And my, it's just a void. You're just looking at a void.
Why rank how my guys look? So start with Fritzy. What do you make of his setup that he's got there?
Fritz, let's see. It's some beautiful burnished hardwood walls there. I can't quite see what that is. That a child's piece of artwork behind
it? It definitely is.
Oh, there we go. That now we're up close. And then it looks like a Sports Illustrated cover of McMahon behind you.
There's a John Elway after beating the Packers Elway in the Super Bowl.
Great.
What do you think of McLovin's setup there in Brooklyn?
McLovin, can you go full frame here? I can't quite see. Oh, okay. A lot of sunlight coming in. You get a lot of light in that room.
I do. Lovely here in Brooklyn.
When you get depressed, you go into that room?
Yeah, but it's a greenhouse. It's very hot in here.
That's the entire apartment there. Yeah, it is.
Very minimal.
Seton set up at his crib.
Seton, let's see what you have there. I love the Washburn guitar there behind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's your beat laboratory. The synth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're making beats here for sure.
You and the family record. You have a little family band. You record a lot of tracks, or
yeah. We got that's my son's guitar right over there. So he also plays the piano. So
next to the drink cart.
Right, yeah, we put it right up there. Okay. Yeah, right by the bar.
I like the drink cart.
And yeah. Then you got Paulie here in the man cave with me.
Oh, Paulie's in the man cave, so.
Yeah, that's every
really
day.
Cares.
Yeah, that's every day. That's every day. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. You never look better. And
thanks, guys.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to see you one day.
I think... This really inspires me. I want to do an in-studio appearance at some point when this all loosens up, where I just wear a black tarp over my head.
Just like you're giving the appearance now, you have a screen that is entirely
black. But
it'll
be an in-studio Zoom-like appearance.
I am going to look forward to that. And once again, I swear to God, if you pull the tape off that, if there's tape on that camera, and
if I find out there was tape on the, I mean, I'm looking at
no,
it.
It's no, your, it's your computer. I don't know if your camera's not working or you put black tape on the on the computer. Now, if you did, it's a great bit, and I'll applaud you.
It's a Commodore PC. Are they still good?
Okay, well, maybe time for an upgrade, but
I'm
going to say goodbye, and if I see you pull that piece of black...
pull that tape off. Wouldn't that be the best?
It would be. I would applaud you, but...
It's like the time you guys thought I was going to come out in clown makeup or whatever. when I took an hour and a half to get ready for your guys' show in L.A., like,
yeah,
there was no
and you were in,
behind
it. Yeah,
guys
you were
so
in,
disappointed.
Yeah, you were in a sweatsuit. Why did it take an hour and a half to put that together? Right?
I don't know.
You know what? Good luck the rest of your busy day. Tell Sacha Baron Cohen that I say hello and the paparazzi as well.
Okay.
That's Will Ferrell right there. He took part in COVID is No Joke, a comedy fundraiser this past Friday, and we almost got to see what that all looked like there. Yeah, Paulie.
I truly don't know if that was a bit or not.
I don't know either. I'm gonna say no, it's not. But with the caveat, it very well could have been a bit where he put black tape over his computer. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. We'll close up shop after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
All right, college football fans, I got some information for you. This according to a source. Here's a consensus going around among the major conferences. If things progress at a predictable curve, we're going to have 10 games. Now, this is somebody on the inside, a source saying 10 games with a later start. And that means later in the calendar year, 9 conference games. Regional games take preference, less travel. You won't have any FCS games. Players returning mid-June, maybe early July. So Ohio State would play Akron or Kentucky. Illinois would schedule Northern Illinois or Missouri. Bus to more games, not flying. The conference that is struggling is the Pac-12. California is a concern when it will open, and they stretch from Washington to Arizona. Money will be a concern. Attendance will be limited. In some cases, Rutgers wouldn't necessarily fly to Minnesota for a game. Pac-12, not many regional options. UNLV, New Mexico, Portland State, Reno. So those are just some of the things that they're looking at here with the college football season. And that is how much travel can you have, you know, the schedule that you're going to have, and how many games are you going to have. So 9 conference games, and then you would have maybe just a regional game. Suzanne in Atlanta is the scoreboard winner for Fritzy. Does this have to do with this day in sports history as well, Todd?
One is a birthday. One is a date in history.
31 and 77.
The clues are takes the cake, but that gives away the birthday part, so it doesn't really help you much. And going solo. Emphasizing solo.
Yes, McLovin.
I know that one. As a nerd, it's May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. 1977 is when the hits theaters, Star Wars, Han Solo is your 77 part.
And the 31 is?
It's Rory McIlroy's 31st birthday today.
All right. And Rory somehow takes the cake with his birthday.
Because he gets a birthday cake.
Thank you. Brooks Koepka is going to join us on the program tomorrow.
Sure is.
Yes, he is. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1984, Dan. Dave Kingman hit a fly ball that got stuck in the roof of the Metrodome.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. JR in Illinois. Hey, JR.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, JR.
Thank you.
Yeah.
64190. Regarding your 73 RS and the Viper Green, I've got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
First, what wheel color are you going to run with that Viper Green?
I don't know if I'm going to do black wheels. I don't.
Good.
But I'm looking at maybe an all black wheel.
Wonderful. Now, what about the size? I like the black. What about the size? Are they going to be more of a stock size? Or are you going to do a little resto mod, maybe a little bit bigger wheel with that?
A little bigger wheel.
You got it. I love it. It's going to look absolutely perfect. I'm happy for you. Can't wait to see a picture of it.
Thank you, JR. All right. I'm going with Viper Green for my 73 RS. Front row didn't like it.
It is interesting that people do seem to, like, those types of cars do go with very bold colors, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I love Porsche Porsche has so many. They used to have a lot of bright colors. Then it felt like there was a lot of silver and red, maroon, and I wasn't interested in that. I wanted, something that had some vibrancy to it. Mm. Yeah, and I certainly got it. Viper Green. Fritzy, what'd you learn today?
Michael Jordan preferred listening to Anita Baker's Giving You the Best That I Got before a game as opposed to hip-hop or rap music.
McLovin?
Tim Kalishaw is a sweatpants and button-down shirt guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Would the Bulls have won 8 straight? 54% said yes, so it came down during the show.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Will Ferrell has tape over his camera just like everyone else.
Paulie.
Big whiff by Haynes, not wedging Will Ferrell into an underwear commercial with Michael Jordan.
All right.
Wedging.
No matter what happens, you want to make sure your loved ones are taken care of. That's why LegalZoom has made it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today with the right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Do it again tomorrow right here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.